This is what we affectionately call the Mycelium Healing Project, where we build all-inclusive ecosystem underneath every tree. That's the goal, is to expand this under every single tree in the city and hopefully build soil and build ecosystems in a way that make people more a part of and connected with nature, as opposed to apart from and disconnected with nature. It's kind of the overall goal of everything we do all the time.
So this is a local effort, and how the city supported this effort?
I don't know that we have the city's full support yet. These are considered kind of like beta projects that we're doing right now. And if I can prove that we can store more water and keep trees healthier, then that will allow us to adopt this program. And where it's most important is we're switching most of our parks over to using reclaimed water from fresh water. And the reason that's a big deal is because reclaimed water has more salts and nitrates and can even help cause the buildup of heavy metals in the soil. And especially with trees like conifers that don't drop their leaves, don't drop their biomass every single year, that stuff will build up in those trees and kill them fairly quickly, especially spruces and stuff like that. And so this process is we're using the mycelium and bringing in the correct biology to filter that water. In fact, we use one mushroom called a salt-loving agaricus that literally turns salt into food for trees instead of something that will kill it. And we figure if we can show them that by using biology to solve some of these problems, that we won't have to do the things like treat the trees with iron supplements and all these very expensive, very intrusive, big agriculture solutions. Everything we use here is actually mostly trash right now, considered by the city trash. And that's the other big deal, is like it's all free and it's all just sitting there out in the yard, and we could go get it, use it, and if we bring in the correct biology, it becomes a resource, not something that we have to pay to get rid of. We have a giant mulch pile that anybody in the city can come and get free mulch from. So this is like what's why we're also trying to get it expanded, is because everything that we have, anybody in the city could come get for free. They just get a truck or in the back of their car. So I use the leaves from the leaf drop program, where everybody in the city comes and gives us their leaves that they rake up from their yard. That's the leaf duff that I bring. We bring wood mulch, which the city does at a large scale every year. And again, anybody can come grab that mulch at any time during city hours, working hours. And then the other thing is the compost that I make personally. Now, that's not available to everybody. There are people that have asked me for compost, just regular people in the city, and I usually say yes because I like building people's soil. But that's something I make on my spare time, not necessarily as a city horticulturist, but something I'm trying to convince them to let me do. Right now, I'm approved to work on it 1 hour a week. So I do it off the clock a lot, but I used to collect food waste from the Real Dill Pickle Company, and they'd give me 1,000 pounds a week, all organic, all local produce that they, if they don't use it for their pickles, I put it in my compost. And then I use manure from the city stables, the urban farm right next door to us, and then the leaves from the leaf drop program, and grass clippings and wood chips that are out there, and I compost that using mycelium and lactic acid bacillus, which I make from collecting milk from the local rec centers that they don't use in their kids' programs. And that's just rice and milk. And lactic acid bacillus is a decomposing bacteria used in bokashi style composting. And that's like a very expensive compost to buy. And I make that literally all for free from trash within the city.
So you're telling me this is possible to do it just yourself? So why are we not doing it? For those that are listening to us right now, how can they access to all this material that you just mentioned, free and available?
We're at the Northeast Yard here in the city and county of Denver. You could literally call any city and county parks office and they could direct you to the Northeast Yard where the mulch pile is. I mean, this mulch pile, I'm not exaggerating, is probably 30 feet tall and, I mean, 100 yards all the way around. It's literally limitless. You will never run out, and all the trees that get taken down every year get turned into chips every single year. So it will never run out. Everybody can use it, and that's the main thing that we use for these mother patches. And the mix is the main thing that dries to build most of our mycelium. So we train mycelium and organisms, different fungi, on wood chips that we know we are going to use in our parks. So they already know how to decompose that material, and that's why they can pair so much more easily with our park plants and trees and stuff like that.
So this is a pilot project that you are hoping it will expand. If everything goes right, what will be the extension of this pilot project?
Being overly ambitious would be this is the new normal way for people to handle literally all of the soil that they are stewards of. If you have soil in your yard, you're no longer taking domain over that soil. You are only trying to foster a holistic ecosystem in any bit of soil that you ever touch. And that is all the correct bacteria, all the correct fungi, all and everything all the way up the ladder of succession, from the ecology, the worms, the pill bugs, everything, the macroorganisms, the microorganisms, the nanobugs, all those things. That needs to be in everybody's mind all the time, and that needs to be normal. And that's what these mother patches are. If you realize how easy it is, how simple it is, how cheap it is, why would you ever go to Home Depot ever again and buy a 30-30-30 artificial fertilizer for your flowers every year? You just, all you have to do is put your flowers in healthy soil, and that healthy soil will make you the biggest, most beautiful, most vibrant plant that you've ever had. Us thinking we need to control it with these artificial mechanisms is what's driving us in the wrong direction. And so, ambitiously, everybody sees soil as the living organism it is, not just a container for their plants. And then on the low scale, I just want more city governments to adopt this style of management, so that they're using their trash, not adding more to the world, and cutting down on the chemicals they use, because that's going to be a big deal in the long run.
What's your reflection right now in a moment when people that have the power to make decisions are gathering in the climate summit, trying to do something around climate change? Why are these local efforts so important?
I actually just feel really lucky to find myself just at this point in time in human history. I feel like we're really at this time where momentum is pretty easy to build, because more people are aware of the struggles we're about to face, and the ones we're already facing. You know, the wildfires are a real thing that we all experience all the time. So having people at a climate summit on such a large stage talking about the same things that we're trying to do, and literally talking about mandating things that we're right now doing, and not necessarily having to fight for to get implemented in the city, but just to convince people, it's just making our job easier. Like, they're doing the convincing for us. All I have to do now is go find people and like, hey, did you see that on the news the other day? Yeah, we're doing that. Would you mind supporting us a little bit and maybe even giving us a little money eventually to do some of this stuff? And, you know, that's the ultimate goal. But honestly, again, it's all just serendipitous, and I feel lucky because we'd be doing it either way. This is the right way to do it. This is the right thing to do by Mother Nature, by the earth, by the soil, by all the ecology and organisms involved. And so there's no reason not to do it. And if we can get people interested enough to actually join in and help, then we might actually do something on a large scale that doesn't need a summit. That's why the local side is so important, is because the local side makes everybody feel connected. And if they feel connected, then they'll just start living their lives that way. And it becomes less of an initiative and just a way that we're living. And that's the ultimate goal at the end of the day anyway.
Please give me your name and also give me your title, so that people, when they listen to you, can place you where you are.
My name is Bryce Lynn, and I'm a horticulturist for the City and County of Denver.
For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.